Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you as we continue to celebrate the 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we've been doing that, not all those years, all that time, but almost all that time. All but about 6 months of that time has been with somebody from the Kiplinger Letters, the Kiplinger editors. And all but 6 months of that has been with Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger editor. She's been steadfast and abiding force in our life and helping us to weed through some of the important things that we need to know about what's going on out there in the world, in the marketplace. And she's with us right now. Joan Pride, welcome back to the show.
Has it really been that long?
It's been, well, for you, it's going to be 11 years in January.
Wow.
Yeah, but for me, it's been 12 years.
Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Who would have thought?
That went fast. Didn't that go fast?
It has gone fast. Where did it go?
I know.
I'm serious. I'm not making a joke.
No, I'm with you.
And I look younger than I did, don't you?
Sure.
That's the story we're sticking
whatever
to, right?
Whatever you say. Yeah.
We've been through a lot over the last almost 11 years, haven't we?
Oh,
together.
We sure have.
Yeah, good friendships. Good friendships. Good times. And of course, all on behalf of our heroes, small business owners.
That's right.
And I know you feel the same way I do, Joan.
I sure do.
Joan. According to Kiplinger, there's a new cop on the antitrust beat.
Yes, there is.
What's going on there? This is an interesting thing to observe, folks. If you don't have a life like me, you actually pay attention to the tides of change in antitrust from one administration to the other. That's pretty much not having a life, isn't it?
Wait, that's sad. Oh my goodness.
but that's what's happened.
I didn't know it was that bad, Jim.
And that's what's happened, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
So tell us about it.
Now, and the tide that turned this time is, of course, we have a new administration and a new Justice Department.
Yeah.
And a new head of the Antitrust Division, Christine Varney.
And a new attitude about antitrust possibilities.
Right. She's a but she's an interesting background because she used to be with the Federal Trade Commission, and she's a lawyer who specializes in the Internet.
Oh.
So she knows a lot about, you know, new technology and the law behind it.
Which I hope is a good thing, because, Joan, back when there was the antitrust case against Microsoft, what happened was something I predicted, and that was by the time they resolved this in court, an antitrust case in court, the technology will have gone around it to have rendered the whole case, basically moot.
That's right.
And so that's the reason I've said for in the future, I think antitrust won't even be an issue. It won't even be a practice anymore. Because by the time you get a monopoly, you know, some upstart will come around and take it away from you six months later. Things
move too quickly.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Exactly. So I would like to talk with her.
Why don't you get her on your show?
I should, because we will, because I would. Wouldn't you like to ask her that question? What is antitrust? What part is it going to play in the technology future?
Yeah, and I'll bet she'll have an answer for you.
I wouldn't be surprised. So what's she working on?
Well, working on a lot of different things. So the main thing is she's establishing new guidelines for what's going to trigger an inquiry into your practices as to whether you might be making a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting to watch how she goes about doing that.
Let me stick in here, Joan, why the audience should care, why small business owners should care about any of this. Because somebody's saying, well, why do I care about antitrust?
Yeah.
Well, here's why, folks. More and more, Joan, as you know, antitrust is not about what hurts the customer, you, as much as it is about what hurts the competitor, their competitor, which
right.
is not what antitrust was supposed to be for anyway. Antitrust was supposed to keep it from harming consumers.
Yes.
Never mind the other competitor.
Right.
But now, lately, it's been more the other way, and so you might be happy as a little clam with the product that you've got, and if the antitrust decides, you know, if they decide that if some competitor brings an antitrust case, you might lose that happy little clam product.
Yes, that's true.
So that's something to think, especially if it's for your business.
Absolutely.
So this is a vested interest, I think, consumers have in modern-day antitrust. So even if you don't have a life, even if you do have a life, folks, you might want to pay attention to this. So internet and other high-tech things, she's watching that. What else?
Right. Just sticking with that for just a second, we say that Google is under the microscope, which I find interesting because we say, you know, it plans to launch an operating system that it's going to provide for free, and it's, you know, it's kind of tied up with Apple and a lot of other tentacles it has out there. But as you point out, with things moving so rapidly,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see whether Google gets overtaken by other events.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote an article several years ago called Waking Up in Wall World. And it was about Walmart taking over the world.
Oh.
You know, I had their headquarters on Wall Street, and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was set 60 years and now as I look around and I see, you know, Google is becoming that. I got a brand new phone with Google Android software in it.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
It is it's extremely productive and exciting software.
Wow.
that's giving, and it delivers things to me that a lot of other people would like to deliver to me if they could. But Google's aggregated all of this, and they see where the future is.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be an antitrust problem for them eventually.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And for them, I think it won't be one issue or another issue. It'll be the total approach to the role they play in our lives.
Oh, really?
So you're right about that. I mean, this Ms. Varney, I promise you, she wakes up thinking about Google every day.
Right. Goes to sleep thinking about Google too.
What about the airlines?
Well, we say they are at the top of the list here for other industries that they're watching, and we say the problem is possible collusion under marketing and ticketing alliances.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I think we may even have something else elsewhere in the letter that, or maybe in the next one, that, you know, passengers are just getting, and particularly small business passengers, are getting pounded by,
yeah,
all these fees and,
yeah,
new charges that airlines are putting on them.
Oh, yeah. You can no longer just look at a ticket price and I mean, automatic folks add 20% to the whatever,
yeah,
the ticket price says.
Sure.
Before you get out with taxes, fees, airport fees, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're talking about, Joan, having a fuel surcharge potential.
Oh, you're kidding.
I saw that recently.
Well, they already had one.
Well, I think they're talking about, you know, maybe having to have that again. So,
oh, no.
So, and bags, don't forget baggage. You know,
that
20% doesn't include the baggage.
Yeah.
So, lots of stuff there, and I say 20%. If it's an expensive ticket, if it's a $600 ticket, maybe not 20%. Maybe 10%. But it's still, you know, it's not what it shows on the screen. It's what it shows at the end of the when they send you the bill. 20 after, right back after these messages with our good friend Joan Pride. Stay with us.
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman
happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary to me, to us, to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's our 12th year to be on the air, and also our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's 12 years old as well. And 10 years on our newsletter, which you can find on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things you can do there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, haven't been there 12 years, but for a while now, at Jim Blassingame. So check that out. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And they just celebrated their 86th birthday, right, Joan?
Let me see. We
86.
Started in 1923.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah,
I 86.
Yeah,
I'm
getting all mathy on you. So my folks, you heard me earlier talking about celebrating those milestones. Be sure to do that. Joan, Kiplinger.com is the website. Kiplinger's web, the letter is the one we work off of every week, and then of course the three biweeklies, the tax, the agriculture, and the biofuels.
Right.
Those three. And then the news, and then the magazine.
Right. Our magazine is called Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
And how about that phone number?
The phone number is toll-free, and it's 800-544-0155.
We've done this before, haven't we, Joan?
Once or twice.
Well, I like to tell people about Kiplinger because they're good folks, and they do good stuff. Still a small business, family-owned, third-generation business, which we're proud of. Joan, the long-term interest rates in the economy, according in the economy section, long-term interest rates are going to stay low for a few more months, despite the bond issues, which I don't understand. Can you help us out with that?
Well, not really.
Okay, but it does look like long-term rates are going to be low for a while, and that's
right. But we say that private demand for capital is weak, so you know, you're not going to have this rush to capital, and because of that, interest rates can still stay low.
Yeah. Yeah, and but no demand for capital is not good for growth, is it?
Well, see, that's the problem.
That's the problem. We got a tough thing going on here, folks.
Yeah.
You know, when I spoke to an audience of small business owners recently, and you know, pretty much some of them were asking their banks for money, but most of them weren't. And so we need people to be you know. Trying things, testing things out, but the demand doesn't seem to be there. At least the appetite for people to go and try to fill a need, maybe that people aren't demanding, is not there.
Yeah.
And I think that may be what's going on right now. Joan, over in healthcare costs now, the House bill is out, the Senate bill is out, right?
Right.
So they're going to put those two together. Well, first it's got to get out of the Senate, get out on the floor of the Senate, right?
That's right.
So. What are small business owners saying about all this?
Well, they're very, very concerned. But, you know, there's kind of a dichotomy here, too, because if more people get covered and small businesses get help through tax credits to cover their employees,
right.
That's a good thing. So organizations representing small businesses are kind of having a tough time in terms of how to approach this because saying, you know, heck no, we won't go at all.
Uh-huh.
They're concerned about just blocking anything. But
well,
they want it to be the right kind of reform.
Here's the thing to think about. There's a cautionary tale in all this, in my opinion, for small businesses, Joan. GM is now in business with the government.
Sure is.
And recently, the GM decided they didn't want to sell Opel. The government
right.
said they didn't understand that, and they were not happy about that.
Yep.
So there may be some conversations about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we but GM needed the money, they needed the help
right.
that the government gave them a few months ago, right?
Right.
So now what you just said is which is accurate, is very accurate. Small business owners need some help with health care.
Right.
And we turn to the government. Well, guess what? Down the road, they may not like some of the things that we do. And we'll have to deal with them. So I think this GM thing should be a cautionary tale for small business owners getting in bed with the government on health care.
Well, we'll see.
That's my opinion. And okay. So, folks, think about that. There are lots of cautionary tales out there. Joan, SBA financing, more businesses will qualify for a variety of SBA financial programs.
I hadn't realized this. That there's, you know, I just thought, you know, if you're small, there's one definition of small. But there's definitions all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Relating to different industries, and those standards haven't been really revamped other than some, you know, adjustments for inflation in over 25 years.
Do you remember in the last 10 years me saying that the day is going to come when we will no longer stratify businesses based on the number of employees? Remember me saying
yes.
that?
Yes.
And it's because I started seeing companies with fewer and fewer employees doing more and more sales volume.
Right.
And so, you know, and so typically you could, you there was a standard of so much revenue per employee. Well, that's changed now, and as they
right.
as the SBA develops programs for small businesses, they've got to come into the 21st century, and that's what you're talking about right here.
They sure do, and they have to, and whatever their size standards were in terms of receipts, which is generally how they do it,
mm-hmm.
those are going to have to be changed in a lot of businesses because. You can be a slightly bigger business than a business was 10 years ago and still should be considered small.
Right, exactly. Joan, last question on energy before you go. Not much change in oil prices this year?
Well, that's what we say between now and the end of January. So we're saying oil in the $70 to $80 range.
What about long term?
Well, we're saying that... you know, oil supplies are plentiful and demand remains low.
Yeah, so that'll hold prices down a little bit. Yeah, we got to worry about those speculators. Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, Kiplinger.com. Check them out when you get a chance. Quick break, 29 after, right back after these messages. Steve Forbes on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.